USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, reversed course late last night, telling Fox News he will no longer travel to Ukraine to push for that country to investigate Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden.
I've decided, Sharon, I'm not going to go to the Ukraine.
You're not going to go.
I'm not going to go because I think I'm walking into a group of people that are enemies of the president.
Earlier on Friday, Giuliani had defended going to Ukraine to press that country's leadership for an investigation into Joe Biden's call to remove a top Ukrainian official in 2016 when he was vice president. Biden called for the removal of the top Ukrainian prosecutor who at one point had been investigating a Ukrainian natural gas company connected to Biden's son Hunter. The Pentagon says the U.S. will move a Patriot missile battery into the Middle East region to counter threats from Iran. The Houston area was hammered again today with rain, parts of Texas and Louisiana seeing 3 to 600% of normal rainfall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Renewed calls for gun control laws after the Denver area school shooting that left one student dead and eight others injured. But Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho tells CNN another law won't change anything.
It's a mental health issue that this nation needs to come to grips with, and we all need to come together. And it's the old adage, if you see something, say something. There are red flags out there that were not followed up on, that we knew there was this was a trouble to individuals.
President Trump said yesterday he doesn't consider North Korea's recent launch of short-range ballistic missiles a breach of trust. In an interview with Politico, Trump downplayed the missile tests, calling them very standard stuff. President Trump says U.S.-China relations remain very strong, despite the two countries being embroiled in a trade war. Trump says talks between Washington and Beijing will continue even after a deadline passed Friday for them to reach an agreement. As a result, the U.S. raised tariffs to 25% from 10% on goods from China. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
This weekend, it's time to celebrate moms. USA's Wendy King takes a look at how it all began.
Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. This year, Mother's Day spending is estimated to total $25 billion, according to the National Retail Federation.
A fare war between Uber and Lyft has led to billions of dollars in losses for both ride-hailing companies as they fight for passengers and drivers. But in one way, it's been good news for investors who snatched up the newly public company stock. The losses have scared off the competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.